USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is heading to Ohio to tour a few manufacturing plants. Before leaving, the president was asked if the Mueller report should be made public for everyone to see.
I don't mind. I mean, frankly, I told the House, if you want, let them see it. Again, I say, a deputy, because of the fact that the attorney general didn't have the courage to do it himself, a deputy that's appointed appoints another man to write a report.
Newly confirmed EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler is raising some eyebrows after comments he said regarding drinking water and not climate change being the greatest and most immediate global threat to the environment. Wheeler tells CBS This Morning,
we have 1,000 children die every day worldwide because they don't have safe drinking water. That's a crisis that I think we can solve. Most of the threats from climate change are 50 to 75 years out.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn, it's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for, and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Nebraska seems to be the state that was hit the hardest by the flooding in the Midwest. Reports are there could be $1 billion worth of agricultural losses due to the floods. Doug Elvers is a hog farmer out in Fremont, Nebraska. He tells CBS News he lost just about everything.
We probably lost right at 700 head.
How many do you think you've been able to save?
14.
Regarding the future, though, Elvers is optimistic.
A lot of hard work now. Start all over, and hopefully within a year we'll be able to sell them again.
A new FAA administrator is in the works. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
President Trump has announced he intends to nominate Steve Dixon to be the next administrator. If confirmed, Dixon would take over the agency at a time of heightened scrutiny with an increasing number of investigations. He's a former fighter pilot, a former Delta captain, and a one-time airline executive. The Senate will still have to confirm him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
President Trump has made some strong comments regarding the Democratic Party, calling them anti-Israel and anti-Jewish. This after a House vote that was broadly a resolution that condemned hate speech, as opposed to condemning anti-Semitic remarks that were made by a few Democrats. How much are people in Israel, though, paying attention to U.S. politics and what's going on in our House of Representatives? I had a chance to catch up with Maddie Friedman. He's author of a book titled Spies of No Country, Secret Lives at the Birth of Israel. And one of the questions I asked him was how much the average Israeli pays attention to American politics.
The average Israeli doesn't really get the difference between Democrats and Republicans. Most of the Israeli political spectrum is, and all the big red flag issues for Americans, is Democrat. I mean, we have state health care, and we have pretty tight gun control, and all the issues that Americans like to fight about. Almost the entire Israeli electorate would be in the Democratic Party. Israelis don't understand that. They don't really understand the way issues break down in the United States. I think Israelis understand that, for whatever reason, the current American president, Donald Trump, is very supportive of Israel. And that's basically what an average Israeli voter gets. Does the American president have our back or not? They sense that President Trump does have Israel's back, and that makes him kind of a popular character over here, even though I think people aren't really informed about the nuances of American policy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.